Reframing, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Transformation of Meaning. By John Grinder and Richard Bandler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Reframing, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Transformation of Meaning, by John Grinder and Richard Bandler, is a book that explores how to use neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, to transform meaning. NLP is an approach to communication, personal development, and psychotherapy created in the 1970s by Grinder and Bandler. The authors explain how reframing can be used as a powerful tool for changing beliefs, attitudes, behaviors, and outcomes. They discuss the importance of understanding language patterns in order to create effective change strategies. The book begins with an introduction to NLP, which explains its history and core concepts such as rapport building techniques, sensory acuity, anchoring, submodalities, metaprograms, representational systems, reframing techniques such as parts integration or reattributional processing, timeline therapy methods like future pacing or swish pattern technique. Grinder and Bandler then move on to discuss specific applications of NLP, including goal-setting processes like outcome frames or well-formed outcome statements. They also cover topics such as self-esteem enhancement through positive affirmations or belief change work using Milton model language patterns. In addition, they provide detailed instructions on how to design interventions for various psychological issues ranging from phobias or depression all the way up to more complex problems like post-traumatic stress disorder. The authors conclude their book with a discussion about ethical considerations when working with clients using NLP techniques. They emphasize that practitioners should always strive for client autonomy while respecting their individual value system. In summary, reframing, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Transformation of Meaning provides readers with an overview of NLP principles along with practical advice on how it can be applied in real-life situations. It covers topics ranging from basic concepts such as rapport building all the way up to designing interventions for complex psychological issues while emphasizing ethical considerations throughout. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Reframing. Reframing is a technique used to change the meaning of a situation or experience by changing the context in which it is viewed. It is a powerful tool for transforming the way we think and feel about our lives. Main idea number two. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a set of techniques used to understand and influence the way people think, feel, and behave. It is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all connected and can be changed through the use of language and other forms of communication. Main idea number three. Transformation of meaning. Transformation of meaning is the process of changing the way we think about something by changing the context in which it is viewed. It is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding our experiences in a different way. Main idea number four. Language and communication. Language and communication are powerful tools for influencing the way we think and feel about our lives. Through the use of language and other forms of communication, we can create new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main idea number five. Beliefs and values. Beliefs and values are the foundation of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. By understanding our beliefs and values, we can gain insight into our motivations and create new ways of thinking and behaving. Main idea number six. Mental models. Mental models are the internal representations of our beliefs and values. By understanding our mental models, we can gain insight into our motivations and create new ways of thinking and behaving. Main idea number seven. Reframing techniques. Reframing techniques are used to change the meaning of a situation or experience by changing the context in which it is viewed. These techniques can be used to create new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main idea number 8. Submodalities. Submodalities are the internal representations of our beliefs and values. By understanding our submodalities, we can gain insight into our motivations and create new ways of thinking and behaving. Main idea number 9. Anchoring. Anchoring is a technique used to create an emotional response to a particular stimulus. It is a powerful tool for influencing the way we think and feel about our lives. Main idea number 10. Strategies. Strategies are the internal representations of our beliefs and values. By understanding our strategies, we can gain insight into our motivations and create new ways of thinking and behaving. Main idea number 11. Metaphors. Metaphors are a powerful tool for understanding and influencing the way we think and feel about our lives. By using metaphors, we can create new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main idea number 12. Rapport. Rapport is the process of creating a connection with another person. It is a powerful tool for influencing the way we think and feel about our lives. Main idea number 13. Outcome thinking. Outcome thinking is the process of focusing on desired outcomes rather than on the means to achieve them. It is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main idea number 14. Reframing questions. Reframing questions are used to change the meaning of a situation or experience by changing the context in which it is viewed. These questions can be used to create new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main idea number 15. Self-talk. Self-talk is the internal dialogue we have with ourselves. It is a powerful tool for influencing the way we think and feel about our lives. Main idea number 16. Visualization. Visualization is the process of creating mental images of desired outcomes. It is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main idea number 17. Timeline therapy. Timeline therapy is a technique used to change the meaning of a situation or experience by changing the context in which it is viewed. It is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main idea number 18. Parts integration. Parts integration is the process of integrating conflicting parts of the self. It is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main idea number 19. Logical levels. Logical levels are the internal representations of our beliefs and values. By understanding our logical levels, we can gain insight into our motivations and create new ways of thinking and behaving. Main idea number 20. Change work. Change work is the process of creating lasting change in our lives. It is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Reframing is a powerful tool for transforming the way we think and feel about our lives. It involves changing the context in which an experience or situation is viewed, thereby altering its meaning. By reframing, we can shift our perspective on any given event or circumstance to create new possibilities and open up new avenues of thought. The process of reframing begins by recognizing that all experiences are subjective. They are filtered through our own unique set of beliefs, values, and assumptions. We then look at the same experience from different angles to gain insight into how it might be interpreted differently. This allows us to see things in a more positive light and find solutions that may have previously been overlooked. By using reframing techniques such as neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, we can learn to recognize patterns in our thinking that limit us from achieving success or happiness. Through this awareness, we can begin to challenge these limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering ones that will help us reach our goals. Reframing is an invaluable tool for personal growth because it helps us break free from old patterns of thinking and behavior so that we can move forward with greater clarity and purpose. With practice, anyone can learn how to use this technique effectively in order to create lasting change in their life. Main idea number 2. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing the way people think, feel, and behave. It is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all connected in some way. By using language to reframe how we perceive situations or events, we can change our reactions to them. NLP also helps us identify patterns of behavior that may be holding us back from achieving our goals. NLP techniques involve breaking down complex problems into smaller parts so they can be more easily understood and addressed. This allows us to gain insight into why certain behaviors occur and how they can be changed or modified for better results. Through this process of reframing, we can learn new ways of thinking about ourselves and others, which will help us create positive changes in our lives. NLP has been used successfully by many individuals as well as organizations to improve communication skills, increase motivation levels, reduce stress levels, enhance creativity levels, develop leadership abilities, and much more. With its focus on understanding human behavior at a deeper level, it provides an invaluable resource for anyone looking to make lasting changes in their life. Main idea number 3. Transformation of meaning is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding our experiences in different ways. It involves changing the context in which something is viewed, allowing us to see it from a different angle or with fresh eyes. This can be done by reframing an experience, situation, or belief system so that we can gain insight into how our thoughts and feelings are influencing our behavior. By shifting the way we think about something, we can open up possibilities for growth and change. The process of transformation of meaning requires us to look at things differently than before. We must challenge ourselves to consider alternative interpretations and meanings that may not have been obvious before. This allows us to explore new ideas and develop creative solutions to problems that may have seemed insurmountable before. Transformation of meaning also helps us become more aware of our own biases and preconceived notions so that we can make better decisions. Ultimately, transformation of meaning enables us to take control over how we interpret events in life rather than letting them define who we are or what direction our lives will take. Through this process, individuals can create their own unique paths forward while still being mindful of the impact their choices have on others around them. Main idea number 4. Language and communication are essential components of our lives. They allow us to express ourselves, share ideas, and build relationships with others. Language is a powerful tool for influencing the way we think and feel about our experiences. It can be used to create new perspectives, foster understanding, and open up possibilities that may have been previously unseen. Communication also plays an important role in how we interact with one another. Through verbal or nonverbal cues such as body language or facial expressions, we can convey messages without having to use words. This form of communication allows us to connect on a deeper level than just exchanging information. The combination of language and communication has the potential to transform our lives in profound ways. By using these tools effectively, we can gain insight into ourselves and those around us while creating meaningful connections that will last a lifetime. Main idea number 5. Beliefs and values are the core of our identity. They shape how we think, feel, and act in the world. Our beliefs and values can be conscious or unconscious, but they all have an impact on our lives. By understanding what our beliefs and values are, we can gain insight into why we do certain things or make certain decisions. We can also use this knowledge to create new ways of thinking and behaving that better align with our goals. Reframing is a powerful tool for transforming meaning by changing how we view situations or events. It involves looking at something from a different perspective so that it has a different meaning than before. This process allows us to challenge existing beliefs and values while creating new ones that better serve us in achieving our desired outcomes. By using reframing techniques such as neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, we can identify patterns in our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, language use, etc., which will help us understand why certain things happen the way they do. With this knowledge comes greater self-awareness, which leads to more effective decision-making based on what truly matters most to us. Main idea number 6. Mental models are the internal representations of our beliefs and values that shape how we think, feel, and act. They are formed through our experiences in life, as well as from the messages we receive from society. By understanding our mental models, we can gain insight into why certain behaviors or attitudes may be more prevalent than others. We can also use this knowledge to create new ways of thinking and behaving that better align with our goals. In Reframing, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Transformation of Meaning by John Grinder and Richard Bandler, they discuss how mental models can be used to reframe situations in order to achieve desired outcomes. Through a process called reframing, one is able to identify their current mental model and then replace it with a new one that will lead them toward success. This technique allows us to take control over our thoughts and behavior so that we can make positive changes in our lives. By recognizing the power of mental models, we have an opportunity to transform ourselves for the better. With practice and dedication, anyone has the potential to reshape their own reality by changing their underlying beliefs about themselves and what is possible for them. Main idea number 7. Reframing techniques are powerful tools for transforming our experiences and creating new perspectives. By changing the context in which we view a situation, we can gain insight into how our thoughts and beliefs shape our reality. Reframing allows us to look at things from different angles, enabling us to see possibilities that may have been previously hidden or overlooked. These techniques involve shifting the focus of attention away from what is being said or done, and instead looking at it from a different perspective. This could be by asking questions such as, "What else could this mean?" or "How would I feel if I looked at this differently?" Through reframing, we can begin to understand how our own interpretations of events influence our reactions and emotions. By using reframing techniques, we can learn to recognize patterns in our thinking that limit us and create new ways of seeing ourselves and the world around us. We can also use these techniques to help others gain insight into their own thought processes so they too can make positive changes in their lives. Main idea number 8. Submodalities are the building blocks of our internal representations. They are the qualities that make up our beliefs and values, such as size, brightness, location in space, or intensity. By understanding how we represent information internally through submodalities, we can gain insight into our motivations and create new ways of thinking and behaving. For example, if you have a belief that something is impossible to achieve, you may find that it is represented with a small size or dim brightness. By changing these submodalities to larger sizes or brighter colors in your mind's eye, you can begin to shift your perspective on what is possible for yourself. By exploring different combinations of submodalities within ourselves and others around us, we can learn more about how people think and feel about certain topics. This knowledge can be used to help us reframe situations so they become more manageable or desirable. Ultimately, by understanding our own submodality patterns better, we can gain greater control over our thoughts and emotions, which will lead to improved decision-making skills and increased self-awareness. Main idea number 9. Anchoring is a powerful tool for influencing the way we think and feel about our lives. It involves creating an emotional response to a particular stimulus, such as a sound, smell, or image. This technique can be used to help us focus on positive experiences and memories that will bring us joy and satisfaction in life. By anchoring these positive emotions to certain stimuli, we are able to access them more easily when needed. For example, if you have experienced a particularly enjoyable moment in your life, perhaps it was the first time you achieved something special, then by associating this experience with a specific sound or scent, such as your favorite song playing, you can create an anchor that will allow you to recall those feelings of accomplishment whenever necessary. Anchoring is also useful for helping us break out of negative patterns of thinking or behavior. By associating unpleasant thoughts or behaviors with an unpleasant stimulus, such as loud noise, we can begin to replace those negative associations with more positive ones over time. In short, anchoring is an effective tool for transforming how we think and feel about our lives. Through its use, we can tap into both pleasant memories from the past and new possibilities for the future. Main idea number 10. Strategies are the internal representations of our beliefs and values. They provide us with a framework for understanding how we think, feel, and act in different situations. By examining our strategies, we can gain insight into why we make certain decisions or take certain actions. We can also use this knowledge to create new ways of thinking and behaving that better align with our goals. For example, if you find yourself procrastinating on an important task, it may be helpful to examine your strategy for completing the task. Are you breaking down the task into smaller steps? Are you setting realistic deadlines? Do you have a plan for dealing with distractions or obstacles? Answering these questions can help identify areas where changes need to be made so that you can complete the task more efficiently. By understanding our strategies, we can become aware of any patterns or habits that may be holding us back from achieving success. This awareness allows us to make conscious choices about how we want to approach tasks and challenges in order to reach our desired outcomes. Main idea number 11. Metaphors are a powerful tool for understanding and influencing the way we think and feel about our lives. By using metaphors, we can create new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. Metaphors allow us to explore ideas in a creative way that is often more effective than simply describing them with words alone. They provide an opportunity to look at things from different angles, allowing us to gain insight into situations that may have been previously overlooked or misunderstood. Metaphors also help us make connections between seemingly unrelated concepts, which can lead to greater clarity and deeper insights. For example, if someone is feeling overwhelmed by their current situation, they might use the metaphor of being stuck in quicksand as a way of expressing how it feels. This metaphor helps them understand what they are going through on an emotional level while also providing potential solutions for getting out of the metaphorical quicksand. Finally, metaphors can be used as a form of self-expression. They give us permission to express ourselves without fear or judgment. By using metaphors, we can communicate complex emotions in ways that others may not be able to relate to directly but still understand intuitively. Main idea number 12. Rapport is an essential part of any successful relationship. It involves creating a connection with another person that allows for mutual understanding and trust. This connection can be built through verbal communication, body language, and even nonverbal cues such as eye contact or facial expressions. When rapport is established, it creates a sense of safety and comfort which helps to foster open dialogue between two people. The process of establishing rapport requires active listening skills in order to understand the other person's perspective. It also involves being aware of one's own feelings and reactions so that they can be communicated effectively without judgment or criticism. Through this process, both parties are able to gain insight into each other's thoughts and feelings, which leads to greater understanding. Rapport is an invaluable tool for influencing how we think about our lives because it encourages us to look at things from different perspectives. By engaging in meaningful conversations with others, we are able to learn more about ourselves as well as those around us, which can lead to positive changes in our attitudes and behaviors. Main idea number 13. Outcome thinking is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. It encourages us to focus on the desired outcomes rather than on the means to achieve them, allowing us to explore different possibilities and solutions. By shifting our attention away from the process of achieving an outcome, we can gain insight into how we can best reach our goals. Outcome thinking helps us identify what matters most in any given situation. We can use it to prioritize tasks or activities that will lead us closer towards our desired results. This type of thinking also allows us to be more creative in problem solving as it encourages exploration of alternative paths and strategies. By focusing on outcomes instead of processes, we are able to better understand why certain actions may not have worked out as planned. Outcome thinking enables us to recognize patterns in behavior that could be hindering progress towards reaching our goals. With this knowledge, we can then adjust accordingly and make changes where necessary. Main idea number 14. Reframing questions are an important tool in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. They allow us to look at a situation or experience from different angles, and can help us gain new insights into our experiences. By reframing the question, we can change the context of the situation and create new possibilities for understanding it. For example, if someone is feeling overwhelmed by their workload, instead of asking, "How am I going to get all this done?" they could ask, "What resources do I have available that will help me complete my tasks?" This shift in perspective allows them to focus on what they can do rather than what they cannot. Reframing questions also provide an opportunity for personal growth. By looking at a situation from multiple perspectives, we can gain insight into ourselves and our behavior patterns. We may discover underlying beliefs or assumptions that were previously hidden from view. Reframing questions give us the chance to explore these ideas further and make changes where necessary. Ultimately, reframing questions offer us a way to transform our meaning-making process so that we can better understand ourselves and our experiences. Through this process of exploration and discovery, we become more aware of how we think about things and how those thoughts shape our lives. Main idea number 15. Self-talk is an important part of our internal dialogue and can have a powerful influence on how we think and feel about ourselves. It is the way we talk to ourselves, both consciously and unconsciously, that shapes our beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors. Self-talk can be positive or negative. It can motivate us to take action or discourage us from taking risks. By recognizing the power of self-talk, we can use it as a tool for personal growth. The concept of reframing in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, provides a useful framework for understanding how self-talk works. Reframing involves changing the meaning of something by looking at it from different perspectives. For example, if you are feeling overwhelmed with work tasks, you could reframe this experience by focusing on what you have achieved so far rather than what still needs to be done. By using NLP techniques such as reframing in combination with self-talk, we can create more empowering thoughts that will help us reach our goals faster and easier. We can also use these techniques to challenge any limiting beliefs or negative thought patterns that may be holding us back from achieving success. Main idea number 16. Visualization is a powerful tool for creating new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. It involves the use of mental imagery to create desired outcomes, allowing us to gain insight into our own thoughts and feelings. Visualization can be used in many different ways, from helping us to better understand complex concepts or situations, to providing clarity on how we want something to turn out. By visualizing what we want, it helps us focus on achieving that goal. Visualization also has the potential to help us reframe our thinking about certain topics or issues. Through visualization techniques such as guided imagery or meditation, we can explore alternative interpretations of events and circumstances in order to gain greater insight into ourselves and others. This process allows us to look at things from a different perspective, which may lead to more effective problem solving. By using visualization techniques regularly, we can become more aware of our thought patterns and behaviors so that we are better able to make conscious decisions about how we live our lives. Visualization is an invaluable tool for personal growth and development as it enables us not only see where we are now but also envision where we would like to go in the future. Main idea number 17. Timeline therapy is a powerful technique used to help people change the meaning of their experiences and create new perspectives. It works by changing the context in which an experience or situation is viewed, allowing for a different interpretation of events. This can be done through visualization techniques such as imagining yourself in the future looking back on your current situation, or by creating a timeline that allows you to view past experiences from different angles. The goal of timeline therapy is to help individuals gain insight into how they have been affected by their past experiences and how these experiences may be influencing their present behavior. By understanding our own history, we can begin to make changes that will lead us towards more positive outcomes in the future. Through this process, we can also learn valuable lessons about ourselves and develop greater self-awareness. Timeline therapy has been found to be effective in helping people overcome negative emotions such as fear, anger, guilt, shame, and sadness. It can also help individuals break free from limiting beliefs that are holding them back from achieving success or reaching their goals. Ultimately, it provides an opportunity for personal growth and transformation. Main idea number 18. Parts integration is a process of understanding and reconciling the different parts of ourselves. It involves recognizing that we are made up of many different aspects, each with its own unique perspective and needs. By integrating these conflicting parts, we can create a more unified sense of self and gain insight into our experiences. The process begins by identifying the various components that make up our identity. This could include physical characteristics, beliefs, values, emotions, behaviors, relationships, or any other aspect that contributes to who we are as individuals. Once identified, it is important to explore how these elements interact with one another in order to understand their impact on our lives. Once this exploration has been completed, it is possible to begin the process of integration. This involves looking at each part objectively and considering how they might be able to work together in harmony rather than conflict. Through this process, we can learn more about ourselves and develop new perspectives on life. Parts integration is an invaluable tool for personal growth and transformation as it allows us to better understand ourselves and create meaningful change in our lives. By exploring all aspects of who we are, both positive and negative, we can gain greater insight into what makes us unique individuals. Main idea number 19. Logical levels are a powerful tool for understanding our beliefs and values. They provide us with insight into how we think, feel, and behave in different situations. By examining our logical levels, we can identify patterns of behavior that may be holding us back from achieving our goals or living the life we want to live. We can also use this knowledge to create new ways of thinking and behaving that will help us reach our desired outcomes. The concept of logical levels was first introduced by John Grinder and Richard Bandler in their book Reframing, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Transformation of Meaning. In it, they explain how each level is composed of different elements such as beliefs, values, attitudes, identity statements, rules for decision-making, strategies for problem-solving, and more. By exploring these components at each level, we can gain greater clarity on why certain behaviors occur or why certain decisions are made. By understanding our logical levels better, we can begin to make changes in ourselves that will lead to positive results. This could include changing negative thought patterns or creating new habits that support healthier lifestyles. Ultimately, this process helps us become more aware of who we are so that we can take control over our lives. Main idea number 20. Change work is a process of creating lasting change in our lives. It involves examining our current beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors to identify areas that need improvement or transformation. Through this process, we can gain insight into how we think and act, allowing us to make conscious decisions about the direction of our lives. The goal of change work is to create new perspectives and understanding of our experiences. This allows us to move beyond old patterns and habits that may be holding us back from achieving greater success or fulfillment in life. By reframing situations with different interpretations, we can open ourselves up to new possibilities for growth. John Grinder and Richard Bandler's book Reframing, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and the Transformation of Meaning provides an excellent introduction to the concept of change work. The authors explain how NLP techniques such as reframing can help people break free from limiting beliefs and find more effective ways of dealing with difficult emotions or challenging situations. Change work is an invaluable tool for personal development because it helps us become aware of what needs changing in order for us to reach our goals. With practice, anyone can learn how to use these powerful techniques effectively so they can start living their best life today. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.